Hey, what about keeping hope alive, helping people dream and dream for good reason, not helping people dream, not encouraging people to dream while at the same time taking actions to ensure that their dreams never come true? Let's do what we can to help people's dreams come true. And in the process, avoid being shut out of the ultimate dream, being able to spend eternity with our Creator. Looking some more at this whole issue of opportunity zones and seeing who really has the opportunity to benefit. The center says that opportunity zones bring the potential for loopholes that encourage tax sheltering. And not only that, but other forms of tax avoidance as a starting point. The proposed regulations let an investor get the full tax break even if only 63% of the total capital that an opportunity zone fund invests actually flows to the zone. Beyond that, pure gaming could limit investment in opportunity zones even more. For instance, there's a question about the extent to which a firm that relies on intangible property, such as intellectual property, which is typical for a technology startup or a pharmaceutical company, can use accounting or other gimmicks to make it appear that it developed the intangible property in an opportunity zone, even if the actual location of the company's activities hasn't changed much. A maneuver like this could enable the company's investors to avoid taxes on any gain in the value of their intangible property. Setting it up so that they can game the system, get much gain without giving any benefit to those who need it the most, to those who they lead us to think are going to benefit from it. Treasury regulations cannot prevent all abuse. Many tax avoidance opportunities are inherent in this tax break. The law imposes vastly different requirements with regard to opportunity zone funds that contribute capital to opportunity zone businesses, as distinguished from an opportunity zone fund that directly owns physical assets in an opportunity zone. And again, that's likely going to encourage investors to game the rules and take advantage of the tax break in any possible way. And you can best believe that in light of the fact that many people are seeing these possibilities for gaming, loopholes, etc., you can best believe that especially with the advisement, the guidance that is given to our lawmakers, even while they're in the process of looking into the various proposals that they're thinking about having written into law, they're aware of all of this. So where does that leave us? The direct tax benefits of opportunity zones will flow overwhelmingly to wealthy investors. But the tax break might not do much to help low-income communities, and it could even harm some current residents of these communities. Of course, our elected officials represent the people who put them in office. And so it's not just a matter of looking at the politicians. It is also critical that we look at the people who vote for the politicians. And one of the things that is becoming more and more clear as we go is that very often the politicians do reflect the feelings, the desires, the agendas of their constituents. Again, I share with you, as an as a past example, real world example of how it works. People, constituents, voters, we the people, Americans, looking at those who are running for office and giving close attention to what they're promising to do. And if they like their agenda, they support them. And very often, and this is so sad, this is tragic, people who go to the polls are not just looking for people, for politicians who are going to help them, but they're also looking for politicians who are going to hurt others. And very often, in their minds, these people give them the best scenario, the best political outcome, helping me as much as you can help me, while also hurting other people. It's not enough for some people to just that they are being helped. They also want those other people to be hurt. And so, again, back when Ronald Reagan was running for office, his first term, not re-election, but was running for his first term, and he shared his platform, he shared his vision for America, and let us know what he was planning to do, particularly when it comes to Medicare and some other things. He was letting us know his vision for America and how he was going to try to fulfill his vision for America if elected president. He was elected president, and he began to take on the task of shaping America in his image, according to his vision. There were some who had very, very enthusiastically supported his candidacy and couldn't get to the polls fast enough to cast their vote for Ronald Reagan. He became president, and when they returned to work, they celebrated with each other, and they were in your face with those who had not supported his candidacy. An interesting thing happened, though, as they went along. As Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, began to implement, began to put into play components, aspects of his vision for America, some of those who had supported him began to realize that his vision for America was not only going to cause pain for those other people, and they were aware of this while running for office. The discussion that they had with those who did not support his candidacy was, well, look, he's going to hurt you all, but we're okay with that. They made that clear. They were okay with the fact they knew his policies were going to hurt those other people. They were truly in full support of that because they envisioned a president who was going to be hurting those other people while helping them. As it turned out, in order to hurt those other people, he had to also hurt those who supported his candidacy. He just hurt those other people worse, but he hurt them too. And when it became clear that they were going to experience some pain as well, they returned to work and talked about how disappointed they were with the way he was running his presidency. And one of the responses they got was, well, listen, he told you what he was going to do when he was running for office. And their response was, well, yeah, we know that, but we thought he was just going to hurt you all. We didn't realize he was going to hurt us, too. Isn't it sad that we have people in this country who think that way, and many of whom are churchgoers, many of whom are people who say they love Christ, but they look for those candidates who will hurt those other people while helping them. That's not God's way. What are the chances that at some point we'll have politicians who will say, hey, look, we did wrong by writing these tax laws the way we did. Let's redo this and get these opportunity zone laws written in such a way as to bring significant benefit not only to the investors, but to people who live in the opportunity zones. What are the chances that that will happen? Yeah. Stop this way for our love.